Top Headlines.
Here's the latest from Bruins practice. Number one, Coach Bruce Cassidy not ruling out Ryan Donato playing tomorrow night. Cassidy said he's considering putting him in. Still up in the air. We'll know more tomorrow. Also, at Bruins practice today, a couple of changes in the lines. Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, David Pastrnak still in the first line. Second line, DeBrusk, Krejci, Heinen. Third line, Rick Nash, Riley Nash, David Backes. Your fourth line, Schaller, Corrali, and Achari. All this after the Bruins lost last night 3-1 to the Maple Leafs in Toronto, forcing a Game 7 that'll be tomorrow here in Boston. Celtics back at it tonight. They're home to take on the Bucks. Coach Brad Stevens says Marcus Smart was medically cleared to play, and after the shootout this morning, they were going to reevaluate, see how he feels closer to game time. It'll be an early one tonight, meaning the pregame starts at 6:30 with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. Then they have the call, Celtics-Bucks Game 5 at the TD Garden. Tip-off just after 7 o'clock here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Red Sox also in action tonight. Their road trip continues. They're in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. It'll be Rick Porcello getting the start opposite J.A. Happ. Headlines are brought to you by Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lopresti, the hair doctors of Brian Scalabrini at 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Missed something? Be sure to like us on Facebook for great moments from the shows and breaking sports news. 98.5 The Sports Hub. They work.
Matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
So there's a bobcat on the loose in Rentham. Is it near your house?
It's close. It's a little large. We thought it was one of them small little bobcats, and now they call it a mountain lion because of the size of the thing. They've picked up on it on a couple trail cams. There's a lot of hunters and a lot of woods out by us, but now the thing's starting to pop up on these trail cams.
Okay, but there's a big difference between a bobcat and a mountain lion. You understand that. Those are not the same animal.
Yes.
Bobcats are anywhere from 15 to 35 pounds.
Yeah. I can deal with that.
Mountain lions are 100 to 175
I can't
pounds.
Deal with one of them.
Okay. You don't have a mountain lion. You get a bobcat.
Well, I thought bobcat, mountain lion, puma, all interchangeable.
Nope. Cheetah. Nope.
Not true.
No, same not cheetah. Cat. Cheetah's different.
Cat family.
But what's the... I mean... Have you found a difference between a mountain lion and a bobcat and a
size.
Puma?
Have I personally found the difference?
Yeah.
No.
Size.
You no, just, but I have the ability to look up what each animal is.
Bobcats are after
I
your
can tell
pets.
You they're not the same animal.
Bobcats are after your pets. Mountain lion will eat your face off.
You want to know what a bobcat sounds like?
Yes.
This isn't some crazy sound effect
this
I pulled
not
up.
Your
no,
sound
no.
effect?
This is a live video of a bobcat in a cage, and it's terrifying.
We hear it.
Time to call Matt
Coming
Light.
Home to that?
No. You got a poodle at home?
I just wet myself hearing that. So mountain lion, pumas, and cougars are essentially the same, different from bobcats.
I just tweeted out the bobcat video from Rentham. I don't want that. I wouldn't want that walking through the backyard.
Nobody wants that.
Hello.
I mean, my dog's cool and all. He can't defend himself.
No, he's cooked. He
Smoked.
Gets into a fight with a bobcat.
He hates being outside.
He's screwed. So what are you going to do is my question. What's your plan here of attack?
Hunt it.
You're going to hunt the bobcat.
Not me, Matt Light. I'm trying to get him going on it because we got a turkey problem too.
Can you hunt a bobcat? I don't know what the rules are on that.
Probably not. But I mean, I'm sure people wouldn't mind if the bobcat was removed from the town. Starting to get a woodpecker problem now too because
okay,
it's
well,
mating
season
again.
Entirely different.
Well, woodpeckers are causing more problems to the damn bobcat. This thing's no joke, man. I just retweeted your video.
You can hunt bobcats in Massachusetts with a proper license.
There you go.
So you need a bobcat hunting license.
This guy comes running in with a bobcat, like one of them forklifts.
But there's a problem.
Oh, I thought you wanted a bobcat.
There's a problem, though. Bobcat hunting seasons are January 1st through March 8th. You missed that window. And then December 20th, it starts up again.
And that is why? So we want the bobcat to flourish?
Those are the bobcat hunting dates.
What good does the bobcat do?
So you've got the limited bobcat hunting availability, and it's over until December 20th.
It's pretty scary to keep your animals inside.
So that bobcat is going to be yours all summer, Zoe.
You ever
the
hear
summer of the bobcat?
And now the damn foxes are coming out too. And these foxes have, mating.
I have one in my yard in Quincy.
Do you hear the mating calls at night?
Nuts, and I have a video of it too.
Do you hear the noise at night that these things make? It's like
it's like a crying baby. It's like a crying baby. There was a night about 6 months ago where I was like, "Holy crap, what's going on?"
We thought an animal
and it was
getting
like,
killed.
What is that?
And it was
one of the kids got out again.
The fox and sitting
I'll
in
send
our
you
driveway.
I got a fox video for you.
Crazy.
See if I could get that for you. Get the fox video for you. Got one of those.
So you got a bobcat in Rentham, is what we've decided.
Yeah, I mean, it's not decided. They know it. They have video. Like, yes!
Fox. This
goes
off
scare the hell
night.
Out of you if you heard that outside your house?
2 o'clock in the morning.
At night?
Oh. I don't need that.
Bill, that video you just tweeted isn't the video, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it says 2017 on it.
Hold on.
4/4/2017.
Yeah, that's the Rentham Bobcat video. It was in a story that was posted 4 days ago.
Well, the video's from last
year. Yeah, the timestamp is April 4th, 2017.
Well, it's back. It's being talked about on Rentham Watch.
It's the same one, though. Same one. It's the Rentham Bobcat.
It's probably got a...
I got that from the Rentham
How
Times
How do they know it's the same
website.
One they call it?
You get the Rentham Times?
Yeah. What's the hole they live in? Dens?
Wait, the story is dated April 19th, 2018. And it's from the same person who spotted the bobcat most recently.
You wait till he walks by, and then you yell his name and see if he looks. You say, "Carl!" And if he looks, that's the same one.
It's the same one. Big one.
Well, if there's one, there's got to be more than
it's
one.
It's feeding on something.
It didn't just drop down out of the sky. It's got to be more than one.
Like, what are these animals coming out for? Is it because people are building more houses? And see, that's a problem. You disturb the woods and... They got nowhere to go.
So you're becoming a conservationist.
Foxes are a pain in the ass because they'll build a den right under your deck. Suckers don't come out at night during the day.
So what's the solution?
You know what the solution is. You're just trying to bait me into it.
No, I'm asking you.
Ask.
You just said the animal.
Yeah, Chris and Rentham, what do you have on this?
What do you got, Chris?
So, Zoe, I'm your neighbor. I live around the corner.
Yes.
All I got to say is, you know the neighborhood we live in.
Yes.
We know the conservation areas around.
Correct.
I mean, and most of us in town, we've got to expect that we're going to find some wildlife, whether it's a bobcat strolling through.
Not like that, though, Chris.
Or a
I mean,
fox. And like, the little one was out in the yard the other day, yep. And the turkeys came rolling through, and my lab went nuts, so I get it. I will contend, though, that the sound that you played that sounded like...
A fox.
I don't know. Someone getting killed. I'm going to say my guess is it's more like at that time of night a fisher cat rather than a fox.
Right. Mm. We've done the fisher cats. Our neighbors had the fisher cats in the trees, though. Those things can be a bitch. But the fox actually, we thought they were fisher cats, but we went out in the truck and we got the fox. You could see the mouth opening while this noise is going on. It was the foxes calling other ones.
Calling them for what?
It's a mating call.
Oh,
mating.
Did you get to see any of that?
No.
Huh?
Fox, ugly-ass animal, man.
What?
Pointy
beautiful.
Nose, ears, long tail.
Beautiful. Dan in Salem. Dan, yeah, sneaky majestic.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So a couple years ago, I was probably, this was probably 15 years ago. We had a house up in Grantham, New Hampshire, Eastman Lake, and we were putting the canoe away after a day of fishing, and we were putting it underneath the deck. And we saw it was kind of dusk, but underneath the deck, it was dark. And two beady eyes were staring at us and came out of the darkness a little bit. And we realized it was a bobcat. And we, obviously, would think it was bigger than it is, but those things are vicious. We just stood there thing just stared at us for a good 30 seconds and then just walked away. Growled a little bit, just walked away, God. And that was it.
Yeah, that's what would have scared the hell out of me.
Froze you in your tracks, didn't it?
But the bobcats won't bother you. The mountain lion puma, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But the bobcat, you're fine. Leave it alone.
To get one bobcat with rabies.
Final one on this. Nuts. Jason is in Boston.
Jason.
Hey, how are you? Oh, what's up?
Ah, what's up?
So, a couple of years ago, a buddy of mine was on hunting deer down in Dartmouth, and he had his trail cams on. His trail cam actually picked up multiple pictures on multiple days of a mountain lion or puma, whatever you want to call it. It's basically the same animal.
Yeah.
So they do come down occasionally. You see them out and around in certain areas at different times of the year. But the bobcats, like the other guy said, they mostly won't bother you. The mountain lions might. But they
you don't have a mountain lion. You don't have a bobcat. Lion. There's no mountain lion.
Did you see the eyes on that thing when it went past
the truck? Yeah, I saw the claws on it, too. You don't want to mess with that.
Nobody wants to mess with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't go up and
get close to that.
Try and pet it.
I don't know that I'd want that in my yard.
I really don't want it in my town, is the point.
No, it's in your town.
Stay one wrong turn, he ends up in my yard. He's in a pool and all that. Swimming, thinking it's a pond.
Licking, clogging drinking, up the filter.
Drinking chlorinated stuff coming out of the waterfall. Oh. Look how nice this is.
I can just see it now. Zoe's going to be with his bobcat in the pool like Tony Soprano and his ducks. I'm going to go out in the pool, damn bobcat's there.
Like Ricky Bobby driving
it
around.
He's going to get all sad when the bobcat goes away.
What did Ricky Bobby name that bobcat? He named his.
617-779-0985. Back to the Bruins next with both of the head coaches after last night's game.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know if, you know, it's pressure. Listen, it's game seven. The Bruins won the cup in 2011. They went through it three times. So our guys have certainly lived it. So I would hope it doesn't affect them any more than just the fact that they want to keep playing hockey and they're just, you know, want to bring their A game, and that's all that goes through their heads.
That is Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy after the Bruins loss. Game 7 on tap tomorrow night at TD Garden. We'll be down there tomorrow getting ready for it. I'm terrified. I'm terrified for the Bruins. We've just lived
convincing.
We've just lived this before. Like, oh no.
I've been there, done it.
Oh no, this is what it looks like. This is what it feels like. Please be wrong. Please be different. Be different. Be a Bruce Cassidy-led team that finds it within them to go out and kick ass in Game 7. Please. Please be that team. Although, if you were looking to Bruce Cassidy to give you confidence going into the Game 7, I would advise you to look elsewhere. here's Cassidy last night.
We have to score is what we got to do different. We did do that the other night, but we'd given up too many. Tonight, defensively, more in the area of where we need to be. I mean, I could stand up here and say, well, our goalie, if he, you know, it'd be great if he goes and pitches a shutout, but putting it all on your goalie's not, that's not the way to go about it. So I thought we played good team defense, gave up a couple goals, had enough opportunities to get three to win. You know, it didn't work out. So we'll go back to Boston and hopefully play the same type of way. And maybe like the other night up there, we'll get a parade to the penalty box and get on the power play and get that figured out as well.
What? That's the plan? Like, just hope for the penalties and what?
You're not going to tell you the plan.
What?
Supposedly he's not out on using Donato totally.
Yeah, that's
yet.
What he said we'll just more a tomorrow. Short time ago. Hasn't we'll ruled
more.
It out.
We'll know more tomorrow. By the way, Donato, last guy on the ice. Just adds to the
you
folklore.
You can't tell me that that's the only answer to this. You've got to have a better answer. And you know what it is? It's honesty. He doesn't have answers.
He doesn't.
He can't explain
he's right,
away.
Though, but he's right. You gotta. They got to be able to finish and score.
He can't.
You don't coach that.
Exactly. He can't explain why it is that they have failed to put the puck in the net, why they have been able to create so many chances, many of them quality chances.
Been there, the chances.
And then
there.
Not finish. Yeah. With the guys he has on his top line, with a guy like Rick Nash, with a guy like David Krejci, who has become, I don't know, nowhere to be found.
Right.
I mean, he's struggling for answers on that just as much as we are. So what does he give you about Game 7? An honest answer, I don't know. Maybe get on, get our power play sorted out and hope for penalties?
Yeah. You sit there and you hope. And you hope your team that bounces back is the one it usually has all year.
So forgive me for not feeling confident after listening to him last
night. The series seems like it has swung to Toronto. They have the momentum. They're going to be the looser team. This team's been squeezing it. You had a 3-1 lead. Pretty impressive what they've been able to do. Down 3-1 to come back and tie this thing up 2 straight. Now they're talking about coming to your city and eating your clam chowder? Huh. Yeah. That's happening tomorrow. Probably already here. Sitting down. What'd you say Babcock's going to be? Be done
at Union Oyster House.
Oyster House, eh? Yep. Down there. Yeah, some of that. Could you guys go on the back and get some?
Yeah, let's just listen to it, though, instead of recreating it. Why don't we do that?
Sure. Going to the third period, this is fun. This is where you want to be. You want to be in these moments in your life.
Moments.
You don't remember everything in your life. What you do is you remember moments. You remember, and you want to create those moments. You want to create memories. Here's an opportunity for us to create memories with a good group of guys, like each other a lot, play hard for one another. We had a good regular season. We want to have a good playoff. So now we've got to go to Boston, get the clam chowder like I talked about, and then got to dig in and win a game.
That sounds like a man with answers.
What, clam like, chowder?
What, moments? Paraphrasing.
Sounds like a man with
paraphrasing
answers.
Paraphrasing tin cup?
Yeah.
So I mean, the life's about moment. Either you define the moment or the moment defines you. Gobbledygook.
Love that about tin cup.
All I can say, Hardy,
it's
is that
gobbledygook.
He's so confident right now, and his team is playing so confidently that he can sit up there and talk about clam chowder and making memories.
Well, he just—I
mean, that's where they are at. And if you,
what are you, he just thinks
nothing else,
things remembered down at the down at the mall.
If nothing else, he and his team
get a plaque.
Are mentally in a way better place than the Boston Bruins going into this Game 7.
He just won a Game 5 in Boston and a Game 6 on home ice, so he doesn't need any answers.
And you know what?
He's got the answers.
Soup. He and his team deserve a lot of credit for the way that they have responded every time the Bruins have put a goal on the board. Look at last night. That lasted for what? 35 seconds? They get out to the 1-0 lead, and they couldn't make it last for more than 35 seconds.
That was unfortunate.
What a joke.
That was.
And they've responded, it seems, over this stretch at every turn. They have come back, and yes, the old Rochambeau. Boom!
That was a short moment for the Bees.
Here's your moment.
You couldn't even finish being excited. Like, whoa! Like on Twitter, next thing.
I'm nervous because it feels like they're taking it to them at times. Even when they do have something that's good that happens to the Bruins, here come the Maple Leafs again. They have fought back in a big way in this series.
Because that shot was a defining moment. And when a defining moment comes along, you define the moment, or the moment defines you.
It's pretty good. Mike Babcock twisted that a little bit and made it his own. I love that.
Talking about moments of clam chowder.
He's right.
He's
making moments.
Anderson had a bunch of moments in net, and the Bruins defense had a bunch of moments when they forgot that they were playing a playoff hockey game.
The moment that
stop
team
about defi- oh, is he talking about getting the moments?
Winning the game is going to be the moment. You're going to remember that for the rest of your life. That
and
game.
You want to create those moments. You want to create memories. Here's an opportunity for us to create memories with a good group of guys.
You know what? To create Visine squirting in your clam chowder.
Then
that?
Go to Canadian Disneyland. You want to create moments.
Is there such a thing?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's just a big Tim Hortons with a play area.
Donuts?
Not a question. What is Tim Hortons?
It's like the Dunkies of Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
It ain't good.
Get a breakfast sandwich there?
Compared to Dunkin's? No, it sucks.
It's crap. It's Canadian.
So we got them on that.
I mean, it's okay in a pinch, but no, it's not as good.
You eat there a lot when you stayed up there in Montreal?
When's the last time I was there?
That was a fun trip.
No, it was when I was in Nova Scotia. That was a fun trip. Good time up there. Nice golf course. But let me tell you something. You try and get off that island, you know what their attitude is? We ain't never leaving. Why should we help you?
Do you know what the Tim Hortons version of the Munchkin is?
The Horty.
Timbits.
Timbits. Have some of Tim's bits.
Timbits.
Oh, yeah.
Timbits.
Pack up the Timbits and, book a hotel. I got a set for 2 queens there at the Hampton Inn, Dedham. I'll take a cab. Take a cab to the garden, and then we'll book our hotel for... Oh, don't book the hotel for Tampa yet. Not quite yet.
Sound like you're Minnesota.
It's a blend of Canadian and Minnesota.
It's pretty close.
Sound like Super Bowl again.
It's not bad
for the Super Bowl.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
No.
Got an email here. Got
to find a good spot for back bacon while we're in Boston. They got rid of the American bacon. It's just too fatty. We got to get the back bacon.
What's your email?
What? No, I'm saying last night they're talking about the email. I got a message here.
Oh!
About booking for Tampa.
Right. Popped up on my phone.
Phone.
That's right.
And you'll be happy to know, Mr. Bone, that at this very minute, and I didn't want to jinx it.
Here's a shot by...
Didn't want to jinx it, but I got, thanks to the fine service we got here from CT&T, I got a message popping CT&T. Up on the phone here. That's Canadian Telephone and Telegraph.
Just booked my hotel room in Boston for Game 7. I didn't want to jinx it. I know you went ahead and did it. And I just got a message that said, would you like to book in Tampa as well? So I'm going
to
hold on.
Hold on to that.
Hold on to that one.
Those two must have fun dinners night before.
What about, we're thinking way ahead, what about Nashville? Oh, not going to think about that. No. Just Tampa. Not even
we're
Tampa.
We're going to Boston, baby!
Oh, God. It's on.
Here it comes. Game 7 tomorrow night. Your calls are next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Kind of pricey there, eh? Should we stay in Andover? Maybe... Stay out of town? Maybe rent a house?
So now we've got to go to Boston, get the clam chowder like I talked about, then we've got to dig in and win a game.
I can't do this. All right, let's check in with some other moments that were made after the game last night. Bruce Cassidy talking about, well, really, the obvious here when it comes to having the other team score more goals than you.
We have to score is what we got to do different.
Uh-huh.
We did do that the other night, but we've given up too many. Tonight, defensively, more in the area of where we need to be. I mean, I could stand up here and say, well, our goalie, if he, you know, it would be great if he goes and pitches a shutout, but putting it all on your goalie, that's not the way to go about it. So I thought we played good team defense, gave up a couple goals, had enough opportunities to get three to win. You know, it didn't work out.
No, it did not. And now there will be a Game 7 tomorrow night in Boston. Coach Cassidy saying today, Ryan Donato could play tomorrow night, might go into the game. They'll know more tomorrow.
And you'll be happy to know, Mr. Bone, that at this very minute, and I didn't want to jinx it.
Here's a shot by...
Is that chance? We still got a hockey game going on here, Phil. Well, I'll let you finish your call there, Mr. Bone. But I'm telling you, I got the update right here on my phone. Celtics-Bucks tonight, Game 5 at the Garden. Marcus Smart could very well play, been cleared medically. He was at the shoot-around this morning. It's an early one tonight, 6:30 pregame. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, tip just after 7 right here in your flagship station for the Celtics. 98.5, the Sports Hub Red Sox in Toronto to begin a three-game set tonight. Headlines are brought to you by Koopman Lumber. Join Koopman Lumber for the opening of their new Andover store, formerly Doyle Lumber, tomorrow. Details at koopmanpro.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports. Up more headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
Hardy, you think those Canadian fellas have made it down here yet?
Oh, goodness, no.
Oh, no?
No. Yeah, those early flights, very expensive.
Think they're coming in later today?
We'll get the red eye and we'll just walk around town for a few hours. Don't even need a hotel.
I'm getting a lot of texts and tweets like, play the Blame Canada song from South Park. What is that?
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada. Canada. Yeah.
Blame Canada. No, that's not what it is.
No, that's all Canada. Yeah, I don't know. It's Terrence and Philip were the...
Hello, Uncle Bleeper.
Were Terrence and Philip Canadian? Is that why they started to blame Canada?
Probably.
Is that how it all started?
I can't recall.
Those foul-mouthed sailors.
Billy Lanny would know.
Where's he at? Oh, you know, he's getting ready for the sports show.
He is. Sweat South Park. think I only saw the movie a couple of times, though.
Tom, play it.
I don't know. You got to be careful with anything from South Park, especially South Park the movie. You just can't pull up Blame Canada and start playing it.
Give it a try.
Let's not. Let's go to the phones.
Damn.
Michael's in Worcester. Michael?
Hey, yeah, it's me.
Yes.
I like Tim Horton coffee. I think it's a little stronger than Dunkin' Donuts, and I think their donuts are much better. So
ah, blasphemy.
Lies, communism, propaganda.
Hang up.
Move
you're
to Canada.
Done.
Move to
Canada, then. You like Tim Horton so much. Don't you dare come on this program.
Get yourself one of their weak-ass muffins that tastes like styrofoam.
Say
get
such
the hell
things
out of
about
here.
Dunk. Get the hell out.
Marathon.
Goodbye. Let's try and redeem the city of Worcester with J.D. in Worcester. J.D. J.D. Damn it, J.D. Oh, you let me down. Dennis and Whitman. Dennis.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What a deflating loss last night, huh? I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Before I get to my point, I want to preface it with, I do not put 100% of the blame on Tuukka Rask last night. That was not his fault, but he will take partial blame. You can't give up the lead 35 seconds after taking it and then call yourself an elite goaltender. It just can't happen. And I don't care what happens. If they get a five-man rush, you have to stop that puck. I think, hopefully, depending on what happens on Wednesday, if we lose Wednesday, we get a sexy look at getting this guy out of town. We can't pay this guy $21 million over the next 3 years so that he can puke down the front of his sweater every time there's a big game. We can't have it. Now, like I said, not his fault entirely. We had a defense that might as well have been cardboard cutouts, and we had an offensive line that couldn't finish. Duke, you got to stop that puck.
Okay. All right.
It will be so bad for Tuukka if it's on him. Like, we all agreed. Game 5, that was on Tuukka.
If Game 7 is the same.
Game 6 was not on Tuukka. Tuukka played well last night. If Game 7's on Tuukka, if it looks and feels like Game 5.
You know what? You know what's dangerous about a home team in a Game 7? And I think of this because of what you just described. The crowd will turn on you. Will turn on their own team. They will turn on Tuukka Rask. Those are the types of things that can happen in Game 7. And if you're going to Game 7, if you're getting ready for the game tomorrow, you're not going in there happy-go-lucky. That is a tense environment to watch a game in. You're nervous.
Yeah.
You're nervous. You're not jacked up. It's nervous energy.
That pins and needles.
Yes.
I don't need that.
You'll, you know,
be punching your steering wheel, sitting in traffic, trying to park your car.
You'll be there during Audio Slave, passing the flag around, being loud, and then you're the whole time you want to puke.
Got a boy, Renee.
Yeah.
Way to bring it, Renee.
You know, 4 fist pumps by Renee, and inside you're dying inside. You're all nerved up.
Normally you go to buy your two beers, right? Next thing you know, you find yourself at the regular bar getting a, give me a stiff one.
Hope you cheer loud and long for Renee, because it could be his last one tomorrow night.
It's a big one, man.
Could be his last game.
How about that?
Hopefully you enjoy those anthems.
Maybe you should go to Garden. Maybe you should eat clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
Take your city back.
Yeah. You imagine
screw
that?
Babcock.
Babcock's coming in here to eat our clam chowder.
So now we've got to go to Boston.
Yeah.
Get the clam chowder like I talked about. Yeah. And then got a digit to win a game.
Why don't we ban clam chowder? Like, you know, we do this without
I'm surprised you didn't throw in there. I'm going to get a Dunkin' Iced, have some clam chowder, and then go in and beat your hockey team.
Yeah. Play Philadelphia. We have no cheesesteaks here. Nobody can order cheesesteaks today. Oh, you can't order clam chowder.
I'm starting to think that guy colors his hair, too. Way too unicolor for a man his age.
You know what he tries to do, too?
Looks good.
He tries to multitask while I'm up there at the podium. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the game sheet and I'm answering questions. But I'm talented enough to do both at the same time. And
not a single gray hair on that head. Segment. 54 years old. Oh, yeah. I go, I just get that myself there at the
salon.
Young at heart.
What's their CVS in Canada?
Lake Keep.
Lake Quip.
Yeah, that's my own hair color. That's called Newfoundland Red. That's Newfie Red. I just put that in the hair there, just comb it in, and create a moment. That's a moment in the mirror right there every time I look. Liked him just fine when he was coaching the Red Wings, but now he's starting to irritate me.
They're sneaky bad up there.
The Toronto people are sneaky bad people.
someone yapping earlier, who did a tough day? Yeah, they had a tough day yesterday. And nobody mocked him here. No, what would they do not. When we had a tough day? They held up signs in the game up there.
And said,
yeah,
Toronto's
stronger.
Toronto's stronger.
Yeah, how about that? In front of us.
Yelling during the anthem.
Go to the...
Go Leafs! Eat it! Got them.
Oh, man. Yeah, go down to CBS.
What do we do now till game time?
Newfie Red. I don't know. Jack and Walpole, you think this is a big conspiracy?
Well, all I want to say is this. Nobody's watching playoff hockey. We're all waiting for football to start and basketball to end. And so this is all by the league to get people to drum up business to watch the game. Who's watching hockey? Bruce should have won this like 3 games ago.
That's some interesting rating numbers for you.
Who's watching hockey?
Who's watching hockey?
A lot of people are watching hockey in this market.
I know I watch
Zolak.
Hockey. Right?
Zolak.
Yes.
Football guy.
Watch hockey.
You would...
stood in front of the TV with my son while the Nats ran.
Who's got the better playoffs from start to finish?
Hockey.
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 It's hockey.
And I
it's
mean
hockey.
This, and I just think they do a phenomenal job with their camera work. That's all. NBC does a great job. Phenomenal job. They perfected the game of hockey on TV. That's all.
It's really good.
It's all.
It's gotten really good.
I think their ratings
the games themselves, that was a great game last night. Can't stop it. Yeah, it's all orchestrated. Was that guy wasn't for real. Don't.
He's
not
going
to spend any more time thinking about it. Right.
After game six, get ready for game seven. He's trolling. Trolling.
No, not happening.
He's messing with us a little bit.
A little bit.
Tim and Nashua, last call of the day. Go ahead.
Beetle, I trusted Cassidy up to this point, but if he thinks Wingles is balancing the lines when Donato's sitting there and he's a proven finisher, I don't understand how he equates putting Wingles on the second line and Donato is sitting there.
Well, it's not finalized yet, Tim. He even said today after practice he hasn't made the call yet and Donato could still be in tomorrow.
And Donato stayed on the ice. He was the last guy off still skating to No Easy Way Out by Rocky, the Rocky movies. So the legend will grow. He's the new Yager. He's out there skating with a weighted belt.
With the weighted vest.
Yeah.
Got a 40-pound vest on.
Remember Yager did it with the shorts and the tassel cap?
Yeah.
The figure eight skates?
Yeah. To put the toque on. Give me a toque.
I just hope there's no...
Give me a toque and a 50-pound vest.
Hope there's no test or finals he needs to take tomorrow.
617-779-0985. If you want to jump on board, you got to do it for Felger Maz because today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's it.
All right, time now for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight loss for life. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com. Got very excited today. I was allowed to do a football segment during the show, a lot of hockey today. We had Dan in, touched on the Celtics, a little bit of Red Sox, the 82-0 ass whipping by that high school team.
Dan was good today.
So, Beetle, let me do my little draft minute here. So, kind of.
I hope you're
ready
for tomorrow's.
Oh, I'm so ready. We're going linebackers tomorrow, pal.
Okay. Tomorrow is linebackers.
Linebackers at the Patriots. We'll select in the first round.
Today was quarterback.
Potentially may move up. And here was me talking about what I thought. And this is what happens when hosts aren't listening.
And now, how to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
Schefter with the nugget on Baker Mayfield today. There's the possibility by talking to GM that he is still being considered to be the number one pick. He went out to meet with the Chargers, and he said, "No, I didn't memorize their playbook when I went out there." And you could hold that against me for what, but kind of like that in him. But I don't know why I don't like it in Rosen.
I saw a story today that Baker Mayfield may go number one to the Cleveland Browns. They discussed that. In
time. So good.
Was that unedited too?
Yep,
unedited. That happened.
Hosts are not listening. I said that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good. Clip that for okay. the takeaways. That's a good one.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't Listening.
Doesn't happen often, but...
And that was not edited either,
no,
right?
Nope.
That's unedited. Classic.
I even laid out.
That That's is so good. That is such a good one.
You know how hard that is for me to lay out and not lose my mind? He just did that. I'm looking at him, and he's in there dying. I'm like,
all right.
We got a live one here. Hey, it happens sometimes. It happens to the best of them.
Listen, we had a number of Canadian accents on the show today.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should play this in its entirety, the final call of the game, one more time.
Okay.
For those of you who missed it, last night, Toronto Radio, the guys were talking about booking their hotel rooms here in Boston as the final seconds ticked off.
I've done it.
16 seconds left. Krejci. Perks to the line and in. Heinze got him wide. Bozak sends it down the ice. By the time Krug gets to the icing, 5.5 seconds to go.
And you'll be happy to know, Mr. Bone, that at this very minute, and I didn't want to jinx it.
Here's a shot by Krug that just goes wide. Final seconds ticking down. It's over!
Just booked my hotel room in Boston for Game 7. I didn't want to jinx it. I know you went ahead and did it. And I just got a message that said, would you like to book in Tampa as well? So I'm gonna hold on.
Hold on to that.
Yeah, hold on. Not quite Tampa yet.
You have to book your own hotel rooms.
It sounds to me like someone's doing it for them and they're emailing back and forth.
Well, during the playoffs, you don't travel with the team in hockey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it might be on them to do that.
Maybe.
But you think the team would take care of it for
them? You would hope. You'd hope.
Be part of the partnership with the team.
You'd hope.
Even though the team probably picks it up.
Well, it's a little-known fact that we own the broadcast, Mr. Bone and I. So we're in charge of everything, setting up the microphones here and, plugging in and booking our hotel rooms.
And it's a Minnesota and Canadian.
It's got a hint of Minnesota to it, but... sure. Yeah, we're gonna make it down there and get some clam chowder.
And then, of course, we're talking about clam chowder. That's what Mike Babcock said. He was coming down to Boston to get the clam chowder.
Babcock.
Play the hockey game, make a memory, make a moment. You remember the moment. So here's some of our imitations of the Canadians that we've spoken about today.
Dan comes in with his Dan's dates. He'll be in later today. That's going to be a memory. Go through some dates. Look at that. Eat some clam chowder.
Clam chowder, win a hockey game.
Go down to Sell-Off, right down by the garden down there. Eat some clam chowder with some passion. And, get those little crackers that look like little hockey pucks. And just kind of flick it with your finger. Stick it right in the clam chowder. So hockey.
Sounds like clam chowder.
We're not going to watch the film. We won 3 in a row. We're feeling pretty good.
So now we've got to go to Boston, get the clam chowder like I talked about, and then we've got to dig in one again.
So he's been talking about the clam chowder? It's been one of his things?
We talked about it.
I like it, dude.
Talked about it with you guys here and the guys in the room, and he said, come on, boys. We're gonna win enough so we can go back to Boston, get some clam chowder before the Game 7.
What's he going to do if he advanced? What if you had a plane like a Pittsburgh?
That's what it's all about.
Going to go there to Pittsburgh and we're going to have the Pimenti sandwich.
Zos is the best.
Zos sounds like Babcock.
Zos is really good.
It's kind of scary.
Really
good. I could check in a hotel like, hey, Mike Babcock, I forgot my room key.
Get yourself a Ronald McDonald wig. And
get a second round of glum chowder down at the bar. Could you please give me my hotel key room? I forgot what room I'm in. Tell me what room I'm in, too, please.
Get a bright blue suit and a Ronald McDonald wig and step up to the front desk of a hotel. Yeah, Mike Babcock here to check in.
That's a newbie red that he rocks.
Kid team's fired up, gonna dig in, create our own memory. And been here, stayed at this hotel.
So now we've got to go to Boston, get the clam chowder like I talked about, and then gotta dig in and win a game.
Yeah, that's called Winnipeg Red right there.
They're
out
of
the
new
feet.
He's got a little sweet, hockey. Little finished sweet in him.
Had to go Saskatchewan burnt umber on the hair this week. They're out of my favorite color there at the Rexall.
Rexall, that is one of the ones. Rexall Canadian Pharmacy.
Yeah, get some doo-doos and bottle of hair color and head on down to Boston.
The doo-doos are not a thing anymore up there.
No more. No more
doo-doos. Took them off the shelf, didn't they?
Duh.
Some of the duh. A little bit of codeine. Come on, sir. Give me that. A little bit of codeine.
Yeah,
Tylenol. A little bit of
zing. You want those in the States? You got to ask for the Tylenol twas. But up here, there's a doo-doo-doos.
Hey, game seven's tomorrow night. Celtics are at the Garden tonight.
Jeez.
That's where Felger and Maz are today. Live from the TD Garden, getting ready for game five. Bucks and Celtics.
All right.
They're coming your way next. Talk to you tomorrow at 10.
Everybody
get ready for game seven. Bye. Yeah. Dominic and Newton. Hey, Dominic.
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 Dom.